good to have you here on a Wednesday. It's the eve of Thanksgiving. Here's a story that I want to share with you. You might have heard it. If you happen to spend time on CNN, sadly, you did hear it. Why you'd be on CNN is beyond me. But, hey, there's counseling for that. It's called The Steve Gerber Show. So we're here for you every day to counsel you through your lapse in judgment for being on CNN. But CNN silent as a nurse's viral tale of patients denying coronavirus as they died in their beds in South Dakota. Sounds unbelievable because, well, it is unbelievable. She claimed, did this nurse, that patients were dying in front of her. And they were still claiming it's not real. How could I be dying? Deering is her last name. I'm looking for her first name here. I skimmed past it somewhere. But this nurse appears on CNN. They give it massive coverage. Nearly a half an hour's worth of coverage over a couple of days. Cynthia Deering is that? Jody Deering. That's her name. Jody Deering. And they give it all this coverage. And she claims this. She claims that the patients were dying and claiming that it wasn't real. A massive exaggeration, if not worse. Here's what she said. It wasn't one particular patient, just a culmination of so many people. And their last dying words are, this can't be happening, it's not real. And when they should be spending time FaceTiming their families, they filled with anger and hatred. And it just made me really sad. The nurse told CNN on New Day last week, proving once again that it's garbage. Chicken noodle news is garbage. And is there a retraction to be found anywhere? Of course not. But real publications went and looked. Wired, National Review, Newsbusters, they all went and checked on the story, called hospitals in South Dakota, checked around, could find no corroborating evidence for this tall tale. None whatsoever. The patient's dying, say, well, it's not real. How could this be possible? But that's why you have to trust your news source to do their job. Allison Camerata fawned over Deering. Fawned over her. Oh, my gosh. This is so awful. It was on a variety of other programs. Breonna Keeler, Don Lemon, Jake Tapper. Yeah. This is your news team at CNN. By the way, CNN's for sale. You can buy it because, well, it's circling the drain. As you can imagine, CNN circling the drain after their dishonest approach to 2020 and beyond. It's sad, really, because CNN at one time was a cutting-edge news network. Ted Turner did what people said couldn't be done, a 24-hour cable news network. That makes no sense. Nobody will ever watch it. The good news for you is when it's safe to fly again for you, you won't have to be subjected to that garbage at the airport anymore. You won't be pinned in your seat with CNN anymore. There'll be hope at the end of the tunnel. I'm not kidding you. You'll finally be able to break free. You'll finally be able to break free. In Seattle, more good news for the residents there. You won't have those pesky police to worry about anymore. Not nearly as many, anyhow, as the city council there cut the budget by nearly a fifth. 17% cut from the budget. City council voting money to adopt a 2021 spending plan that calls for $340 million for the City of Seattle Police Department, down from $409 million budgeted for the year. Under the budget, vacancies in the department will remain unfilled. They're not going to get any new police officers in Seattle. There'll be a reduction in overtime. And the department will no longer control 911 or parking enforcement. Jenny Durkin, the mayor of Seattle, lauded the proposals. Well, this is just great. I believe we're laying the groundwork to make systemic and lasting changes to policing. Yeah. Lasting changes to the city of Seattle, too. Who wants to go see a football game in Seattle? Or baseball? The police aren't there anymore. And if you call 911... not sure who you're going to get, but it won't be a police officer or anybody in law enforcement. It'll be a civilian somewhere. And that's okay. A lot of the 911 departments are civilians. I understand that. But a 17% cut to a major city in America that's been suffering from rioting and looting, and the crime, the violent crime, has been skyrocketing. And so your answer is to cut the police force and the budget by 17%. And that's just cut one. Remember, these are the folks that had their own autonomous zone in part of the city. It had the highest murder rate of any place in America. The highest murder rate of any place in America was the CHOP zone in Seattle. Two murders in 2 weeks and a small population, giving it the highest murder rate percentage of any place in America. Most dangerous place you could be. She supports the city, says Durkin, and being selective when it comes to what services we need from the Seattle Police Department and how we can scale up alternatives to policing. Hang on to your wallet, kids. It's not like the money's going to be saved and used in a prudent fashion or common sense applied. That's not going to occur. No. What is going to occur is your money being squandered on a whole host of progressive ideas that have never been tried, and if they have been tried, they've failed. But they'll try them again. After all, it's not their money, it's yours. What do they care? They're playing with your money. They can experiment all they want and talk about how good they are. They can be virtuous. They can be virtuous and important by using your money for social experimentation. Failed experiments all over the world, but hey, it's never been done here. Certainly it'll be different here. No? No, it won't. Let's see. Like I said, that's just going to be the beginning of it. Things in response to Black Lives Matter. Downsize Seattle Police Department's budget. Invest in community alternatives that produce healthy outcomes for our BIPOC communities. Whatever that means. Not grow the size of the force in the wake of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor murders. And thanks to the amendment on Monday, the budget no longer reflects new hires. We don't need anybody new in Seattle. We've got this covered. Do you realize that Joe Biden won the least amount of counties of any major candidate to win the presidency in American history? This is why. The vast majority of counties in America are bright red. They don't want this kind of foolishness in their neighborhood or in their backyard or in their front yard, for that matter. That's why 74 million Americans voted for Donald Trump to be president of the United States. Possibly more. We'll see how the lawsuits come out. We're watching to see what Sidney Powell has to file in Georgia today. The fact of the matter is, most Americans want law and order. They want police officers that do their job. They want professional law enforcement. Weed out the bad apples when they pop up. But cut money and cut support and cut law enforcement? No. Common sense thinking people want none of that. None of that. That's why there's a divide in America. Senseless, common sense. Senseless, common sense. You got it. 41 after on a Wednesday. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here in the No Panic Zone. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
together, we're going to bring this economy back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.